Now the Three Martini Lunch with Greg Corumbus and Jim Garrity.
And welcome to the Monday edition that would normally be the Three Martini Lunch. No martinis today, Jim. Break out the best bottle of whatever you've got. Scotch, champagne, whatever you've been letting accumulate dust for that special occasion. Today's the day to do it. I don't know if it's a coincidence that Jim was gone all last week and now Bin Laden's dead. We'll let him respond to that in just a moment. But obviously, if you either saw the news last night or woke up to it this morning, the news is great. And it has been, unfortunately, 10 years, but we did get him. Here's one president 10 years ago and another one just last night.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
Tonight, I can report to the American people and to the world that the United States has conducted an operation that killed Osama bin Laden, the leader of Al-Qaeda, and a terrorist who's responsible for the murder of thousands of innocent men, women, and children.
Jim, 10 years ago, we thought it might be a matter of weeks or months. Unfortunately, it took 10 years, but we got him. It's a great day of celebration. The man ultimately responsible for the murder of countless people. Thousands, certainly, that day in New York and Washington combined, and then so many other attacks around the world, including Khobar Towers, the U.S. embassies in Kenya and Tanzania, and the USS Cole. A great day to see him finally get his justice.
You know, Greg, sorry for that pause. I was just kind of gathering all my thoughts here. I think one of the first things someone said to me, this may have even before the Pentagon was hit, was somebody, you know, we were watching television and they were grasping the scale of what was happening in front of us. And the guy said to me, the only good news about this is that something this big is going to have a lot of trails leading back to it. We all remember where we were watching that statement of Bush with the bullhorn down at Ground Zero. And I think, you know, we all had that expectation that, look, you know, we were seeing the resources of the United States government and its allies harnessed and used in a way that had never been done before, certainly nothing on this scale. And I think we all kind of figured, well, we'll get him sooner or later. And I think most of us figured it would be sooner than, you know, roughly 9.5 years. It kind of was, you know, it became something. It was great to see the Taliban fall so quickly, but it was very frustrating, I think, for a lot of us that periodically, as you'd get these videos, you know, one very memorable one, the weekend right before the election day, 2004, that he was just, I referred to him in the morning jolt today as a grinning demon, you know, that every time anybody blew something up anywhere in the world, they ran the file footage of bin Laden, and he was always smiling. It was like he was taunting us. You know, there was this sense that while he was out there, there was still this wound, you know, aching in us. And now he's not, Greg. He's not smiling anymore. I don't know what expression he's got on his face. I don't know if his face has an expression anymore, Greg. And it gives me a warm, fuzzy feeling.
It's rather unpleasant, and I can tell you that the 72 virgins are late for their appointment, and they're going to be late for their appointment for the rest of all eternity. And it's just incredible, Jim. You mentioned where we were at the time, and just watching some of the footage that's been played over the last several hours related back to 9/11, and just the visceral feeling that it immediately takes you back to 10 years. Can heal a little bit, but it really, really brings you back to where you were at that moment when you felt the anger, the pride, the sorrow for the lives lost, and just the enormity of it all, the shock of that day, all the work that's been done, especially by our armed forces, but also our public servants. We get on them a lot from time to time for various things in different ways. And one of the things we saw today was from Vice President Cheney, former Vice President Cheney. Obviously, no great fan normally of the current administration. He gave a lot of credit today to our armed forces over the past decade in putting this together. But he also, as we'll hear right now, also gave a lot of credit to the current administration for following up on intel.
It's also a good day for the administration, I think. President Obama and his national security team acted on the intelligence when it came in, and they deserve a lot of credit, too.
And the Bush administration deserves credit because, as we've found out in the last few hours, all of this stemmed from a tip we got from Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and a couple other people due to enhanced interrogation techniques back in the Bush administration. And so, ultimately, a lot of the final details of that intel work was conducted during the current administration. But the seed came from back then in those policies. And I think as Obama has continued those policies, this is further vindication that while it may not be pleasant to think about, some of these things are very much necessary to protect this nation.
You know, Greg, Osama bin Laden was shot in the head twice yesterday, and Obama came out and declared justice has been done. So if killing a 9/11 mastermind without a trial is morally okay, which I think it certainly is, what should we do with KSM, huh? Don't really need that. We've established the precedent. Don't, you know, even Obama says we don't need a trial. So, who gets the two shots? I think we should do an auction, you know, or something like that and raise money and relieve the debt, because I think there's a lot of people who'd like to do that. I've gotten a couple of readers who have said, you know, how can Obama get credit for this? He's such a wimp. He's such a squish. You know, and I was like, hey, let's give a little bit of credit. This was not, you know, an easy mission. This was a mission that had a great deal of risk involved. It sounds like we were either, you know, gave the minimal warning to Pakistanis or effectively no warning to Pakistanis. We've got to wonder about how Pakistan would respond if they found four, you know, helicopters coming across their border. My understanding is that they scrambled jets and didn't know what was going on. And the possibility of things going terribly wrong were not small. One of the things you think, you know, it's easy for us who are not in the chain of command to look at this and say, oh, they should have done this, or oh, they should have done that. But when Obama was faced with this, he had the, you know, there was no guarantee bin Laden would be there. There was no guarantee that there wouldn't be major U.S. casualties. There was no guarantee there wouldn't be major civilian casualties. Thank God it didn't turn out that way. And I think, you know, that for all of our frustration with Barack Obama on every other front, we got to give him credit for having, you know, the guts to say, all right, go with this. The risk is worth the reward. And he's going to get a political benefit of this. I heard some people saying, oh, this means the 2012 election is over and done with and Obama's going to win. I don't think that's the case. I think it's a very, you know, you can ask, you know, how much the capture of Saddam Hussein in 2003 helped out George W. Bush. I think it was a fairly minor factor in the 2004 election. And, you know, George H.W. Bush can tell you about what it feels like to have major military victories on your watch and how that affects the following year. You know, unfortunately, for better or for worse, the public really tends to think about the here and now, and we still remain to have lots of other problems and lots of other fronts. But this is one day I have no problem saying, congratulations, President Obama, you made the right call. As he came out yesterday, I said I've never been happier to see him. I think the speech left a little to be desired.
Agreed.
Little less me, a little more we would have been my suggestion as an editor. But look, you know, this is such a momentous, wonderful day. I almost don't even want to get hung up on all that stuff. I just want to give high fives. I want to find people in uniform and buy them beers. And I just forget the beers, whiskey, the finest stuff, whatever they're drinking, the very finest, and enjoy it for a couple of days. Because we've had bad news for a long time, Greg. And this is, you know, I don't know about you, but I feel like we all needed this psychologically.
It's good to have a
shot in the arm.
Yeah, absolutely. A full day of just good drinks, whatever you're drinking. There were two things in the wake of this that troubled me a little bit, and I'm glad to see the administration, at least rhetorically, has resolved one of them. The first, which is still up in the air, is how bin Laden was basically hiding in plain sight very near the Capitol and near a major military university in a pretty conspicuous compound. The other was that it's appeared over time that the president seemed less and less interested in continuing the war on terror, and my fear was that, well, now that they got bin Laden, he's got his excuse for getting out of Afghanistan and trying to convince us that the war there, the theater there, is over. But Hillary Clinton earlier today making clear that that's not the way they're looking at this.
Even as we mark this milestone, we should not forget that the battle to stop al-Qaeda and its syndicate of terror will not end with the death of bin Laden. Indeed, we must take this opportunity to renew our resolve and redouble our efforts.
So once again, we'll say, well done, administration. Enjoy it, because we may not be that way towards you, depending on what's in the news in future days. But today, well done.
Yeah, you know, one of the things I think about this, Greg, one, you know, it's kind of fascinating when people say this may further enrage al-Qaeda. I think they're kind of at 10 out of 10. I'm not
right.
Sure how much more enraged they possibly can get. And I kind of like the fact that the stage is now set. Let's see what al-Qaeda can do, because we have been hitting them pretty darn hard. You have to figure there's probably been an enormous treasure trove of intelligence recovered from this site. And, you know, if nothing happens in the next, you know, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, a month, 2 months, then we can, you know, kind of wonder whether al-Qaeda really is capable of making any type of serious terror attack anymore. Which is the aim of what we're trying to do here. I don't want to get too optimistic. You know, God forbid something could happen by the time people hear these words. But it just seems like there's worth saying that, You know, right now, I would only get the trouble of George W. Bush said of saying bring it on, but kind of like, all right, let's see what Al-Qaeda is capable of. Because my suspicion is that, you know, it's been 12 hours or so, and we haven't heard anything other than apparently one bombing at a mosque in Pakistan. You know, it's possible that Al-Qaeda as a – obviously Al-Qaeda as the social movement, as somebody who commonly refers to it, this mentality of I'm going to lash out at everybody I hate in the world by blowing up something – that's still out there, and the self-radicalizing types, that's, you know, unfortunately going to be Bin Laden's legacy for many years to come. But Al-Qaeda as an organization may be pretty well smashed beyond recognition and beyond the effective capability of hitting Americans. I don't want to sound too optimistic once again, but I kind of like the fact that this is – all right, it's, all right, your move, Al-Qaeda. Let's see what you can do. And maybe they're not going to be all as capable as our fears would suggest.
Well, and of course, now you have the power struggle potentially, and I'm waiting for the story where Anwar al-Awlaki is suggesting that there's no provable birth certificate for Ayman al-Zawahiri for the leader of al-Qaeda moving forward here.
Yeah, I mean, now you're hearing people, you know, demanding the death certificate for Bin Laden, et cetera. Right. Although, I am really hoping that they – one, I hope we get to see the photos. Apparently, there's some dispute in the White House. Look, we showed photos of Uday and Qusay. We got to see the hanging of Saddam. I think, you know, I don't care if this offends the Muslim sensibilities. The American people deserve to see this. Then my second thought is, you know what? Let's make it pay-per-view. You know, let's settle that debate. I'd pay good money to watch that. That is something I am yearning to see. And if some people don't like that bloodthirstiness, you know, hey. Different strokes for different folks.
Yeah, go watch some news footage from about 10 years ago, and you might change your mind on that. And given the fact that they've admitted that they've already disposed of the body somewhere in the ocean, I think some visual proof would definitely be helpful to provide closure on this. I don't think anyone disputes it necessarily, but it'd still be good to see just to have that image in our mind, knowing that the threat, at least from him, is done. Jim, an amazing day. Keep drinking. Not enough to impair your work, but enjoy it, and we'll talk again tomorrow.
How will anyone tell, Greg? No, it's a different world, Greg, and I look forward to tomorrow. Who knows who we'll get tomorrow?
Absolutely right. Let's hope it's one of those guys we just mentioned a moment ago. So, Jim Garrity of NationalReview.com. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America. Join us again Tuesday for the next 3 Martini Lunch.